In part two of our conversation with Natalie Snyder, State Advocacy Director for AARP Virginia, she touches on more common scams and how to avoid them.
One thing that I would like to point out are gift card scams. We see more and more of these. You know, when you go in the store, say you go into CVS or you go into Target, and they have those big racks. There's gift cards for every restaurant and retailer imaginable on those racks. When you're purchasing a gift card from something like that, be really careful. What you want to look for is to make sure that that packaging hasn't been tampered with or that the activation code hasn't been revealed. If it has, take it to the cashier and say, this one needs to be put back because it might have been tampered with. So make sure that it's intact. Scammers can monitor those cards, and as soon as it's purchased and activated, if they have it tracked, they'll just drain the funds from it. So by the time you get it to the person who you're giving it to, there's no money on it. They go to use it, and there's nothing there. And that money is long gone. It's non-recoverable. So if you're going to buy gift cards, I think it's best to buy it directly from the retailer or the restaurant or other issuer that you want to buy it from if you can, whether that's online or otherwise. And sometimes you'll get people that call and they'll urge you to pay some made-up debt by purchasing a gift card. I know I get calls frequently claiming to be the Social Security Administration. Hey, this is the Social Security Administration. Your account has been suspended. Press 1 to speak to someone. And what they're trying to do is they've got this made-up fee that you're going to have to pay. And a lot of times they'll point you to a nearby retailer and ask you to purchase gift cards in the amount that they claim you owe. And then they'll ask you to provide the card number and PIN. So my advice, don't do it, right? It's not the Social Security Administration. It's not the IRS. It's not law enforcement. Just hang up the phone, and then you can go online to the Federal Trade Commission and report it there. And that website is www.ftc.gov.
More than once, I have received emails from friends or family members claiming to be in trouble or stranded and needing monetary assistance.
You know, I've received those too. And on occasion, it's from somebody who I do have frequent contact with. But occasionally, it'll be from somebody who's just buried in my contact list. And I'll get this random email. And I'm like, that cannot be right. Like, I haven't talked to this person in 2 years. Why would they be emailing me this? That's a pretty sure sign of a scam. So I would just delete the email. But if it's from someone who you know, and you're like, oh, God, this happened. Here they are stuck in Tijuana with no money. Call that person or open another window and send them an email directly from your account. I wouldn't click on anything. I think those are definitely things to be wary of. There's something called the grandparent scam that particularly targets older folks where somebody will do that. They'll claim to be somebody's grandson or granddaughter. You know, hey, granddad, I'm stuck. I need money. And they'll ask you to wire money or send gift cards or something like that. But those kinds of things are always something to be wary of. I would immediately think I need to contact this person directly and just make sure that this is legit.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.